Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Events Coordinator Sarah Treff joins us on today's program to preview this summer's upcoming Thursdays in Pella on the downtown square.
Well, Sarah, it's that time of year again. We're getting excited for June and July in Pella Thursday nights on the square with all sorts of activities coming up. First of all, what does it mean for you and the committee to be out there again getting prepared for evening entertainment for all ages coming up in Pella?
Thursdays in Pella always rolls around quicker than you think, but we're excited about some of the new themes. We obviously have our themes that we've had in the past that are popular, so we're going to revisit a few of those. Families First likes to put on the first one because the kids are still around after school, and they do a nice job with the bike rodeo, and she's going to have a magician again for all the kids. Bark in the Park will be our pet night, and Egg in the City will end the summer again. And some of the new themes that we have this year are going to be our Science is Cool, which will be all things science. So we're going to be doing experiments for the kids. We're going to have businesses and organizations that, you know, are centered around science, you know, like Vermeer and Lely and things like that that make science fun for the kids and kind of relatable to them. And we also have a fun night called Christmas in July, which I'm really looking forward to because it'll be all things Christmas, but the Santa will be dressed in a Hawaiian shirt and shorts instead of his regular costume, and we'll have our carriage rides down and, you know, the cocoa or the hot chocolate and just all kinds of fun things that would center around Christmas. So we're looking forward to the new ones.
And to take a step back, Thursdays in Pella, for folks who aren't familiar, what is really the idea behind having events downtown and food downtown and games downtown every Thursday night during the summer?
Yeah, you know, we really enjoy bringing the community together to promote themselves, obviously with the businesses and organizations, but we just really like to provide that atmosphere of the community coming together and kids enjoying the festivities, allowing the vendors to be down there, and then also just getting people together to have a nice little kind of mini tulip time.
And then this is done through the Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance, formerly known as the Pella Chamber, and there's a group of volunteers that helps you. There's a lot of work that goes into each of these evenings.
Yes, there is. You know, our volunteer committee gets together, you know, starting January, February. We start formulating ideas, getting the themes down, and then really mapping out, like, what weeks would be best for each theme, and then trying to find ideas, and then we probably make thousands of contacts with organizations, businesses, volunteers to help with the summer. So, you know, if anybody wants to volunteer for setup, cleanup, helping with a game, participation in any way, we're always looking for people to help, so they can contact our office, 628-2626, or they can email me directly, sarah@pella.org. And I can get you plugged in. Or if there's organizations and businesses that want to get involved and they haven't yet, then, you know, be sure to contact us because we're always looking for people to participate. So, yeah, it takes a lot of, you know, volunteer effort to get it all done. But in the summer, it gets done, and we're so thankful for the community that volunteers and enjoys these festivities. So.
And then, speaking of enjoyment, the adults will have a little bit more to do. They can take the kids home or get a babysitter after Thursdays in Pella starting in mid-June to have a little bit of fun on the Mullingrad as well. Talk about the decision behind adding a Thursdays after Thursday, if you will. There's no official name yet, but that's what you've been tentatively calling it.
Right. We are still trying to come up with a name for our adult time that we are planning on the Mullingrad. When we got together as a committee, that was one thing that a lot of them really wanted to see. A lot of our Thursdays in Pella are pretty family focused or with the kids, and so we wanted to bring a time, we're hoping like 6:30 to 9 down in the Mullingrad, and then we have the Peanut Pub and the Wine House and Monarchs on board to kind of rotate and serve drinks, and so it's an over 21 area, and then we're hoping to get some food down here as well and just make it a more of a fellowship time for the adults. And yes, hopefully the kids can have a babysitter, or and then the adults can enjoy some time just having some adult activities. So,
and then of course the partnership between the Pella Area Community Economic Alliance and KNIA KRLS is evident. We will have the Little Big Red Radio out every Thursdays in Pella, and we're the one to count on, of course, for cancellations and delays. What does it mean to have us there, and people should tune in if there are any schedule changes, correct?
Yes, yes. KNIA has always been great about being downtown on the square, playing the music that kind of fit with our themes for each night. So we really appreciate that. And then, of course, yes, if we have any cancellations, delays, or obviously every week we'll do a little snippet about what's coming up and what people can get involved in with the contests or what they should be looking forward to seeing downtown. So it's great to have you guys as a partner.
Once again, that was Pace Alliance Events Coordinator Sarah Trett. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.